This recording, Iran 13, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strunt around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Coma, Coma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Coma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Coma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bait the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much." But Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I was born in Tehran, Iran. Tehran is the capital of Iran, and I was born March 21st. It was a Persian New Year, so that's always a good memory that my mom will tell me about. So I was a gift to my parents, I shall say that. I was born and raised in one house until, you know, the time that I left Iran, that I was like 21. So all these years I was in one house with my sibling and my mom and my dad. There was never a big change in my, you know, surrounding. I was going to one school with the same like driver that came and picked us up in the morning and took us to school, the bus driver, and then all the way to high school. I was the firstborn, and then my sister, 5 years younger than me, and my two brothers that are 13 years younger and 15 years younger than me. So me and my sister, for a while, it was just two of us, and we fighted and did all those, you know, things that siblings and the sisters do. And then our brother came in to our life, and it was like, it was so much fun.